And we're back. You're listening to Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. Here with Dr. Gene Hensler, Troy Harmon, and Bill Lako. I'm Matt Hames. Got a couple of questions we're going to try to answer here from one from a longtime listener. We got Steve in Atlanta. Asked this question. I heard you guys talk about the NASDAQ reaching 5,000 and a permanent impairment of capital. The whole discussion around permanent impairment of capital,
right.
Troy, you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago. I struggle with investing when the market is at or near the top. Yet I've heard Dr. Gene repeatedly say that you cannot time the market and to keep dollar cost averaging into the market. And then even if you put a lump sum into the market at the top, you would eventually make money. So I try to invest bits on market dips, perhaps a chaotic strategy, but regular investing when the market is at the top is just a painful scenario.
So before you get into that, Troy, did the two of you, CFA, CTFA, actually use the phrase permanent impairment of capital?
I believe that was Charlie.
Okay.
Charlie?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Only a CFP would use that.
Hey, listen.
Just to let you know.
Just check it.
Hey, he's the CD divorce FA, guy.
Yeah. CDFA.
No, it actually was
permanent
Charlie.
Impairment of capital.
It was attributed to me. But here's the thing. It wasn't permanent. It was just took 15 years
That's
to make
true.
It back.
Permanent in air quotes, right?
Right, yeah. Well, here's the thing. There's several items here. Number one, back in 1999 and 2000, the NASDAQ had a PE of 575, meaning that the price was
five. It was cheap.
Inverse of that would be cheap, yes. Basically, the price was 575 times earnings. The reason being that the NASDAQ's very tech-heavy, and it had a lot of dot-coms, and
new companies.
Never made a dime. Many of them, many of them did turn out to be profitable, but more than that, they didn't.
Right.
So the only thing that I would warn is don't worry so much about the level of the index, the level of the stock itself. Look at the fundamentals. So you've got a situation that was basically two peaks ago. You know, we've had the housing run up and bust since then.
Yeah,
but when you look at the PE today, it's 18 on the S&P 500.
Right.
It was over 30 then.
What is it on NASDAQ now?
Yeah, it's around 30 again.
Okay. The thing to remember.
Okay. It's not 500, but 30 is a little high.
The thing to remember is that you don't put all your eggs in one basket. So if you're taking the NASDAQ, which are generally smaller stocks,
right,
you're going to want to have some of your investment in larger companies and mid-sized companies. And that's diversification is going to stop you from being a person who put his money in at the top of the market of NASDAQ.
Yeah. Okay?
But you have to think about this. If you only have a lump sum of money and you put it in, it is quite possible for you to sit there and put it in the absolute top and for a long time.
Long time.
But if you keep buying every month, remember when that market was down about 60 or 70%?
The market go down?
Yeah.
No, March of 2009? That was about the bottom.
No, but I'm talking about in the dot-com.
If you've been buying then.
It went down to, if you just kept buying every month.
Right, think about how much you'd be up now.
It's not like where you are today saying, I had $10,000 in there, now it's only worth $10,000.
Right. Yeah.
If you had $10,000 and it went down to $2,000,
right,
and you kept putting $500 a month into it,
it'd be worth a lot.
It'd be worth a whole heck of a lot more money. So don't let these raw numbers.
Yeah, right. It's not wise to do that. And the other thing that I would say is the S&P 500 hit a new all-time high back in March of 2013. And since that time, it's up 30%. The PE at the time that it hit that all-time high was 14.1. So
the PE hasn't gone up that much.
No, that's about two times lower than the long term average, which
we're getting a little
16 times earnings.
Here's the thing. We all look back at the NASDAQ and the .com when it was a period of time when any fool knew it was overpriced.
Yeah,
companies were coming out and saying, I want to go into business. Now, they've been in this business, but I want to go into this business and issuing these things and stocks at $10 a share and going to 30. So everybody knew that was a frothy market.
Right.
Everybody was people who, except who held under their stocks at that time.
Yeah.
So you can't be stupid And the idea would be, for example, today, if the NASDAQ went up to 100 and some, don't put money in the NASDAQ, put it into the large cap and the mid cap.
Well, I guess what my question was really less about the NASDAQ and more about, you know, you said the S&P is at 18 times.
Right.
I mean, do you see much more PE expansion?
No.
They're going to have to.
No.
We're going to have to get some earnings here.
We are. Yes. Yeah, we need some earnings growth, no doubt. And the thing you got to think about is, generally speaking, when the PE does get that high, the market expects that we are going to have a follow-on of more earnings growth. If you look at it in terms of the forward, meaning today's price applied to the expected earnings in a year, it's down around 17, which is a little above average still. But, you know, all things considered, I don't think we're in any kind of peril
in a timing
of a major decline.
The timing thing, the reason it's so important not to do it is because we've been through – Bill, how long have you worked here?
95.
So since 95, how many things have we gone through? It's down 50%, something like that.
Too many.
Too many. But what I'm saying is the people who get burnt, I'm just telling you, are the people who say, the market's too high, I want to sell. Or it's gone down 50%. That's when everybody wants to sell.
Yeah, right. They want to sell.
And I don't want to put any money in the market. Well, it's exactly the opposite reaction you should have.
Yeah.
And we do have some clients who inevitably sell.
Yeah.
And they pick the bottom.
Well, and I think to Steve's point, you know, buying on the dips is great. I think you have to have a long run approach. And I mean, you know, we beat this horse to death.
You have to do it though, because
I know, because people forget. Their memory's not very long.
Right.
You know, look at our elections.
Yeah.
So the reality is you have to say, don't put any money in stocks or growth investments, however you define that, that you're going to need in the next 10 years, because we have no idea really what the market's going to do. But there is statistical proof that when you get to 10 years, there's only been a couple of 10-year periods.
Right, yeah. One, isn't it?
Well,
I think there was two, actually.
It was
two.
One, yeah.
Yeah. So, but 15 seven. Years, never been a 10-year. I mean, never been a time where you weren't better off in stocks than any other investment. Same for 20.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about the young lady earlier
who
was thinking about, do I pay off my student loans? Well, she's obviously going to work for 20 years.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and that's even if you're 60, okay, well, how long are you going to need that money in your IRAs? I mean, your life expectancy is 88, 84, you know, depending upon whether you're a woman or a man. That's a long time.
Sure.
I mean, shoot, Gene, you're old age. You might hang on for another 20 years, you know?
Maybe. You got to come over and wipe the drool off? And,
You know.
Feed me my pablum?
I told you, weekend at Bernie's, man. Weekend at Bernie's.
Prop him up.
Deep freeze him. We'll roll him out for the radio show.
No, for the state of the market.
State of the market, that's right. Oh, yeah. You know, death and taxes, right? It's only two things you know is going to happen. Hopefully not for a long time.
How about we take this one from Kirk in Woodstock? I own shares of Biogen. I bought shares in mid-2013, so I'm quite pleased with the growth, but I'm afraid it's getting too overpriced for a company not to pay dividends. Is there any corporate news I'm unaware of? What would you recommend? Troy, you got a take on
You look at Biogen's PE, and I'll tell you that just about anything that's got a PE that's over 30 is going to scare me. It's 34 right now. You're right. No dividend. Doesn't pay you to hang on to it. If you look at most all of its price ratios, they're above their longer-term average, the 10-year history, well above those, all over 100%, 131% on the price to book.
Has your growth justified that?
It really hasn't so far. I mean, you look at what's going on. A lot of these biotechs have grown significantly, but what I find, especially right now, is the expected long-term gain doesn't match up with what their history has shown. So ultimately, I believe that...
And generally, the older the company, longer it's been around, the lower the probability of fantastic increases in earnings.
Absolutely, yeah. The more mature they get, the less
likely
they are.
The only time you see a fantastic increase in earnings is a company that's on its butt.
Yeah.
You know, like where Apple was, for example, when they weren't selling anything.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's had a significant run-up in price, obviously,
sell it. You made money on it.
Yeah, I don't see a reason to hang on, honestly.
Okay. All right, why don't we break here just a few seconds early?
Yeah.
Touch that dial.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.